Now, there's a mum of three and she was $70,000 in debt. So she just decided from that day on that she would try and save some money wherever she can to get this debt cleared. Some of the things she did was no Netflix, you know, little things
like
that.
Yeah, you can cut back on that easy.
Yeah, I mean, of course you
70K can. 70K is a crippling debt.
Oh, it definitely is. So she cut back on that. But one thing she decided to do was get rid of toilet paper to save some money. She saved in 3 years by the toilet paper $1,200.
Like, okay. Just, I don't know. We're really scraping the barrel here. But,
like, there's things you can.
Like, just give yourself maybe one wipe and then go to the shower and clean yourself or something.
So, like, what she did,
I tell you what, and that's why maybe in the future I'm going to be team, what's it called?
Bidet.
Because I do think about this quite a bit.
Okay.
Wiping your bum is just not sanitary.
No, I know. Like, whereas if you've got a bidet.
It's gross. It's gross. And like, if I'm at home, and I know there's too much information, but if I'm at home and I've gone, most of the time I'm going to jump in the shower after that because I feel uncomfortable.
But I think overseas bidets are more of a thing than Australia. They don't seem like I've been to houses very rarely and I have seen them before over here.
I'm up for a better system. Do you know what I mean? But
yeah.
I like the idea that I'm getting a bum wash at the end of doing that because without that it feels a bit dirty.
Have you seen the toilets overseas that you press and they play songs and then they do the music and there's lights on it like this? Some amazing toilets. You wouldn't want one of them?
I just want my bum cleaned. I don't care about a song. I don't want a performance. Do you know what I mean? This is not Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat.
I just picture a baddie up there.
Just having a good old time.
But what she did, she went online and you could buy these actual fabric wipes instead of toilet paper. But she decided, she got them but they started ripping and because you got to wash them every time. So she decided to get some secondhand material, cut it up and just use it instead of toilet paper. She has said a couple of things. If you want to do this, don't wash them with your clothes and your bedding.
Oh, thanks for the tip. Do you know, like, thank you. I wouldn't have thought of that one.
But she does buy one roll occasionally because her close friend, she said, when you come to my house, you've got to bring your own toilet roll if you don't want to use the cloth. But then they'd forget. So she does buy a toilet roll for special guests that come over.
I know, because it's terrible being in debt. Like, it really is. So I find this a tough one because she's digging herself out of debt and good on her for doing it. And she's making so many sacrifices. But imagine heading to her place and going, oh, hang on, got to get toilet roll, and then there you are, you're knocking, right hand knocking on the door, left hand holding the toilet paper. I think to myself, you know what, why am I coming over for?